This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The leader of the Catholic Church in Nigeria, Cardinal John Onaiyekin, Archbishop of Abuja, acknowledged on Thursday that the era of Boko Haram as an effective and organized fighting force holding large areas of territory was now over. Cardinal Onaiyekin was reacting to Nigerian President Buhari's assertion that his nation has technically won the war against the Boko Haram Islamic militant group. I spoke to the Cardinal earlier. President Buhari has asserted that Nigeria has technically, as he puts it, won the war against the Boko Haram militants. What's your reaction to that assertion?
Well, he mentioned technically. Technically can mean anything. One thing we must admit, and we thank God for it, and we commend his government for it, is that I think it is true to say that the Boko Haram, as an organized fighting force, occupying huge chunks of Nigerian territory where they hoist their flag and set up practically a government, all that is over now. Boko Haram as a fighting force has been technically dismantled. The territory that they had overrun has been, to some extent, liberated. They now have been pushed back into the remote forests where they started from. That is the positive aspect. The reason why the president said technically, without just saying clearly that we have defeated Boko Haram, is that the area is not yet fully secure. The villagers are not yet able to return to their villages or to start farming and returning to their daily lives. There are still a lot of armed terrorists roaming around the countryside, setting up illegal checkpoints. And the soldiers are working hard trying to confront these groups, but I think it will take time.
To what do you attribute this greater success in dealing with the Boko Haram insurgency compared to under the previous government?
Let me say that the present success started already under the previous government. If Boko Haram became what it became, it was simply because the previous government, for a long time, did not recognize how dangerous the group was. And so they did not act with good information about how to deal with it. We Nigerians were even surprised how come our government allowed this kind of thing to develop. And we should also add the fact that Buhari stands a better chance of understanding the military discussion than Jonathan. Buhari is a soldier, was a general in the army. So he was able to give more direct instructions in a way that was not so with Jonathan, who had to sit there relying on the advice and the reports of his commanding officers. So actually, Nigerians did expect that under Buhari, the military action against Boko Haram would move faster, and it has moved faster. Must also add the fact that there was a lot of high-level sabotage under Jonathan. Recent revelations have shown that billions of dollars that Jonathan had approved to buy necessary arms and equipment to confront Boko Haram had been stolen. And so the soldiers were not equipped to do the work. We believe now that that is now past history.
One of the worst effects of this insurgency is the fact that it's kept about 1 million children out of school in Nigeria and also in neighbouring states. Does the government see that as a priority, trying to get these children back into school? Because that must be a very worrying thing.
Well, I think the government is working on that. I mean, a lot of us are insisting that wherever the refugees are, whether outside the country or in Nigeria, arrangements should be made for the children to continue schooling. I mean, children, even in refugee camps, arrangements can be made for them not to lose years of schooling. And I do know that in many of the camps, schools have been organized. Not very excellent schools, of course, but at least the children are learning something every day. I'm sure it worries government. But if we are talking about the children returning to their former schools in the villages where they used to occupy, they will need to wait a long time until the whole place is secure. And I don't think there's need to wait that long. I know for sure because I spoke with the Bishop of Maiduguri, the Bishop of the epicenter of the insurgency. He went to visit his people who are stranded in Cameroon. But there in Cameroon, they are under the United Nations Commission for Refugees. And he came back very satisfied with the treatment that the refugees are getting and that the schools, the children are attending very good schools. The teachers teachers were largely recruited from among the refugees themselves, and the children are learning. The irony then is that it seems that the children in the refugee camps outside Nigeria seem to be much better taken care of than the ones within the so-called IDP, internally displaced persons camps within Nigeria itself.